This is an full water pressure in the kitchen. This is where I fill up water for storage. Those are the things we have to fill up to flush the toilets.
So you can see the sediment from the data center. Wow, and that's just from the water coming out of your faucet.
Yeah. And this is what's in all the pipes. It's overwhelming because you really feel like you are up against this huge wall that you can't penetrate. There's nothing that you can do, and they don't care.
I'm here in Mansfield, Georgia, driving by Meta's new 2 million square foot data center facility. Facilities like this are being used to power things like ChatGPT and other AI tools that are becoming integrated into our daily life.
Data centers, going to be a very hot item.
This entire supercomputer is built to power Grok.
We see data centers as the most exciting asset class.
Meta is building a 2 gigawatt plus data center that is so large it would cover a significant part of Manhattan.
But data centers come with big costs, from light and noise pollution to the environmental impacts, to the potential rising costs of energy bills. These facilities put extraordinary demand on the power grid and require entirely new infrastructure.
They should be responsible for that, not us.
Search the internet for profits that Meta has made, Amazon, Microsoft. They can afford to pay for their own generation.
Your house is here, and the data center is right there.
It's less than 400 yards.
Beverly and Jeff Morris bought their home an hour's drive from downtown Atlanta in 2016. But their roots in the community run much deeper.
Being in the country has always just been my peace and my therapy. When we found this place, we decided that this was it. It was perfect.
I was actually raised probably 5 miles from here. It felt like coming home.
The data center that's now the Morris's next door neighbor happens to be owned by Meta, the company you know for Facebook and Instagram, but has also been breaking into artificial intelligence. They started construction on this data center campus in 2018.
Definitely changed everything. They destroyed the environment, taking down all the trees across the road.
Beautiful pines, beautiful forest.
The light pollution is...
We don't have to have a night light in the house. You can walk around the house at night and see everything. It's that bright.